We finished Shemana Esra of Shabbos. We will today learn the Yom of Shabbos, which in Svard we say after Shachris. Today we will discuss the Yom of Yom Shabbos Kedesh, the Yom of Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, what this has with Shabbos, why this is the Yom of Shabbos, even though it starts off Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, the rest of the capital has nothing to do with Shabbos. It could be that in this, what we will talk about today, we will chazer many things that we spoke about in many other shiurim, not in tefillah, in other shiurim. But it's kedai dover bizmanoi ubi'itoi, that we're up to the end of Shabbos de Kishman Esra, to learn now the yoim. Before next week, we will discuss the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah, and then we will go further to the Musafim. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, as we said, that this shir is LeYom HaShabbos. And the question arises, what this has to do with Shabbos, the whole shir? What's the reason this is the shir of Shabbos? We will not learn the taich of everything in the capital. We will learn certain inyonim in the capital. First, we will learn a klolistik inyon in the capital. Then we will come back to some protistik inyonim. The capital talks about Rasha v'toivloi and tzadik v'raloi. The capital talks about Beferoyach Rishon Kamei Esev Vayetzitzu Kopayelei Oven. It looks very good for the Rishon on this world. But the reason is, why? Because Lishomdom Adayad. The Eibishter wants to pay a Rosh back on this world, and in order that he should lose the world to come. That's what it says. But what does it say beforehand? Ish bar lo yeda uchsil lo yoven ezeis. A person that's a bar, a person that's empty, he will not understand. A silly person will not understand this. What won't he understand? He won't understand what's going on, that the Rasha is Tevla in this world. And because the Rasha is Tevla in this world, the Bar and the Ksil look up to the Rasha. And they become impressed by the Rasha. And therefore they could sometimes go off the right way, because they see that Slocha of the Rishoim on this world. Zokt over the capital beforehand, Magodlu Masecha Hashem, Moid Omku Machshveisecha. The Sfasemes, in one place I know for sure, remember that he says, Magodlu Masecha Hashem B'sheishes Yimaya Maise, Moid Omku Machshveisecha on Shabbos Kodesh. Meaning that a person's Machshava on Shabbos is much deeper and much stronger, and is able to be Masig a lot more, and is able to understand in the weekdays. Magodlu Masecha Hashem. In the weekdays, a person looks at the Bria and he says, Magodlu Masecha Hashem. He can understand the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam by looking up, Sumara Meinechem Urumi Baya Eila. He's able to look around and he sees the Magodlu Masecha. But on Shabbos, a person is zeichet to much more. He's zeichet to Ma'id Omku Machshavei Secha. And therefore, because Mi'id Omku Machshavei Secha, therefore, a person who doesn't understand on Shabbos is taka and ishbar and exil. That's the kavana in the Hemshech HaDvarim. Because on Shabbos is so great, the Ma'idam Kumach Shavei Secha, therefore somebody who doesn't have the Ma'idam Kumach Shavei Secha on Shabbos and doesn't realize what a person can realize on Shabbos, therefore, ishbar lo yeda uchsil lo yoven ezois. What? The kasha on the Bria, that's Rosh HaVetevloi, he doesn't understand what everybody else could understand on Shabbos, the Lishomdom Adayad. So what does it say in this capital? That the Tachlis of Shabbos is to answer the questions that there are on the Bria. A person all week has certain questions on the Bria, and Shabbos, a person comes to a certain clarity that the questions don't bother him. And that's what Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos tells us, that a person on Shabbos, the questions that he has on the Bria, those questions become answered. Where does it say that? At the end of the capital. What's the whole capital? Lahagid ki yoshar Hashem. It comes to teach you that the Eibishter is yoshar. What you think sometimes is not yoshar. With our mind, we sometimes see the anhag of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we don't understand the anhag of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we sometimes, Rachmana Litzlan, even in our minds, have questions. Lahagid. Shabbos, we're able to say Eidus. Haggadah is Eidus. L'yagid v'nasa aveinoi. The Loshon Haggadah is a Loshon of Eidus. L'haggid, we say Eidus. Ki Yoshar Hashem. At the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yoshar. tzuri v'loy avlosavoy. And we say clearly that there is no wrong. Tzuri is a koyach, like a stone that's not able to be moved. V'loy avlosavoy. So we understand that the mizmeh shiri yom haShabbos does have to do with Shabbos. Why does it have to do with Shabbos? Because we learned a new aveda in Shabbos. That the aveda of Shabbos is lahagid ki yoshar Hashem. Those questions that we have mitzad the hester of sheshes yimei ha'maisa, and sometimes we only can use on the sheshes yimei ha'maisa emuna and overcome all our questions. Shabbos, a person is able to see clearly the lahagid ki yoshar Hashem. He's able to see the truth. Why is that? Because the weekdays we are in alma de shikra. In the weekdays we are in a world of sheker. In the world of sheker, it's hard for a person to see the truth. That's why it says in Bria Se'olam that emes ama al yivra. Emes said that the Bria shouldn't happen. Why? Because it's alma de shikra. It's a world full of sheker. And in this world of sheker, sheker is what exists, and sheker is what looks like the truth. And therefore, in Yemei HaMaisa, people have questions because they can't see the truth the way it should be. Shabbos is Olam HaEmes. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam HaBa. A person, Shabbos, is in a world, a different world. He's in a world of Me'ein Olam HaBa. And in that world of Olam HaBa is Olam HaEmes. As we know, Olam HaBa is called Olam HaEmes. Therefore, Shabbos, one becomes aware of the truth and is able to see a truth that he's not able to see all week, and that's the godless of Shabbos. The godless of Shabbos is lahagid ki yashar Hashem. A whole week we can't see the yashrus. A whole week we live with amuna and we have to overcome the kashas that the olam hasheker brings to us, and we have to fight the olam hasheker. It comes Shabbos kedush. Shabbos we are nes'ala to a different world. We're in Mis'ala to a Me'en Olam Habadika world, and if we're Mis'ala to a Me'en Olam Habadika world, we have an Asaga in the truth in Shabbos. And the Emes is, the truth is, the Lahagid Ki Yashar Hashem. That's the truth, that's the Emes. And that's why on Shabbos you're able to say Eidus Emes. We'll explain it a little bit more. A person realizes that on Shabbos we are Zeicha to say Eidus. We say Yom Hashishi VaYichulu Hashamayim VaOretz. We become Eidim under Ribbono Shel Olam. As we spoke about it Friday night, it's Tefillah that there are days that one should say VaYichulu only together with somebody else because you need Shtei Eidim. I think we said over as the Semes that a person before he makes Kiddush Friday night should do Tshuva just like Eidei Aget. It says in Shulchan Aruch before they sign on a get, we tell them to do tshuva. So Sama says that before a person makes Kiddush Friday night, he should do tshuva, because he's going to say Eidus under Ribbono Shel Olam, and to say Eidus, he has to do tshuva. There's a very poshut question that we should ask. A person says Eidus every single day, twice a day. A person says Kriyat Shema. We know from Rishonim that there's an ayin and a dalet in Shema Yisrael, which means eight. So we always say Eidus. Was it the Groisa Gedilla from Shabbos that we say Eidus? We say Eidus a whole week. The Sasemeth points out that an Eid, it says in the Torah, who Eid, Oiro, Oyoda. An Eid has to be a Roya and a Yodeya. There's two Nekudas in Eidus. When did we become kosher Eidus? Ata Horeisa, Lodas. Horeisa, Rio, Lodas. When do we have this Koyach Eidus of the Sasemeth? Shabbos. Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lachem es ha-Shabbos, lodas ki Hashem, gnei Hashem mikadishchem. Shabbos we get Ria, and we get Das. We come back to the Atar Reis Lodas. If we could just for a minute jump a little bit to Kriyas HaTorah, when we open up the Aron Kodesh on Shabbos, we start with Atar Reis Lodas, which we don't start a whole week. Why Shabbos do we say Atar Reis Lodas? Now we understand it. Because Shabbos, we have a kesher to that hakara of Atar Reis Aladas. Shabbos, we have an shaychis to that Ria and to that Yediyo, to become kosher Eidim. So even though a whole week we say Eidus by Kriya Shema, it's Eina Doima, the Eidus that one says a whole week, to the Eidus that one says Shabbos. The Eidus that one says Shabbos is on a much higher level, the Eidus. It's much more emes, the Eidus. Why? Because it's not in the Alma de Shikra. It's an emes that comes from Olam HaEmes Taka. So the Eidus of Shabbos is on a much higher Madrega. And I would say that the Lahagid that it says here, as we said before, is from a Lashon of Eidus Taka. And that's the Iker Eidus that a person says on Shabbos, something that he can't see a whole week, the Yashrus of the Ribbei Nishalaylam. If so, we will chazer something that we said on Erev Shabbos Kedish, Parshas Chayisara. On Erev Shabbos Kedish, Parshas Chayisara, the Ribbei Nishalaylam, at B'chayin Given Azam Atona, that the Medrega of Yashar is the Madrega of the Avos HaKedoshim. The Avos HaKedoshim, we find that it says, Tomos Nafshi Mois Yesharim. Who are the Yesharim? The Avos HaKedoshim. But we will say something that we didn't say, Parashas Chayisara, we'll add something. In Zera Kedosh, Parashas Vayigash, talks about the three words, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. And he says that the last three letters of Vayigash Elov Yehuda is a Shin and a Vav and a Hey. What do we have from a Shin and a Vav and a Hey? And the first three letters, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, is a Vav and an Aleph and a Yud. What is the Nekuda of these three things? What's the three words in the three letters in the beginning and the three letters at the end? What does that tell us? Zog the Heilige Rav Shetzerov. The Avram Avinu was called Avram. He was given a hay. Yitzchak is called one place, Yitzchak, with a sin. So we have a shinu in Yitzchak, from a tzaddik to a shin. We have Yaakov was Iran, a vav. Yaakov is Malay with a vav. He took the vav from Elio. He's Malay with a vav. It says, also the level of vav. So there are three letters that were added on to the Ovis. Shin, Vav, and Hey. They are merumis in the Sefer Tevis of Ayigash Elov Yehuda. The Rosh Tevis of Ayigash Elov Yehuda is Vav Aleph Yud. He also has Vayigash Elov Yehuda, Vav Aleph Yud. Ayoy, he also talks about what the Kavanah of them are. But let's talk about Shove. What does Shove mean? Zog the Heilige Zera Kedish, that it means that the Maila of the Avos HaKedoshim was their Midas Ishtavus. That's what Shove means. That's why these three letters are in the Avos HaKedoshim, because it means that their Maila was the Midas Ishtavus of theirs. That was their Maila. Midas Ishtavus, the Chavis of Avos, talks about the greatest Midas that there is the Midas of Ishtavus. What does Midas Ishtavus mean? We'll explain Midas Ishtavus. Midas Ishtavus means taking every matzev the same. When you have a matzev of Toiv, when you have a matzev of Chas V'Shalom, the other side, a person has Midas Ishtavus. There is no difference to him. Tzachapta Patsh, Tzachapta Glet. It's all the same by him, because he knows everything is the Ribbei Nishalelam, and therefore he's always on the same level. That's the Darga Noyigha that the Chavis Avavis says, that is one of the greatest Madregas, is Midas Ishtavus. And that's why these three letters, Dr. Zerakedish, were added on to the Avos HaKedoshim. Why? Because they had the Midah of Ishtavus. That's a Neurodike piece of Zerakedish. That's the letters of Shove. One has to realize that there's Be'emes a difference in the three letters. Why is there a difference in the three letters? Because the Hey, Takestate by Avram Avinu. The Shin is an Iran, and the Vav is an Iran, which is not always there. The Shin is only a Oisnam by Yitzchak. The Vav is La'osid, but the Hey is different than the Vav and the Shin. There's a difference between the three letters. But a Koponim, the three letters are the Iran letters, as they state in Zerah Kedish. What is the Midah of Ishtavus? We just said. In other words, the Midah of Ishtavus is the Midah of Yashar. That's when a person is called a Yashar. Why? Because he sees in everything Yashrus. Nothing ever goes out of the Yashrus. Nothing veers out of the straight line. When something is a straight line, it means there's no ups, there's no downs, there's no right, and there's no left. Everything is straight. When do you see everything is straight? When you have the Midah of Ishtavus. That's the Midah of Ishtavus. The truth is that to see that is not on this world. Everybody knows there's a Tzlach in Masechtes Pesachim. A Neurodike Tzlach in Masechtes Pesachim. Bayoyma hu yeh Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. What does it mean, Bayoyma hu yeh Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad? Now Chas V'Shalom, the Eibishter is not Echad. So he talks about a Gemara which has to do with this week's parasha. Kishem Shibalipcha in El Echot, Kach Bilibeinu El Echot, the Shvatim said Shema Yisrael. Zok the Heilige Tzlach, what went on over here? Zok the Tzlach, there's two anhogas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's an anhoga of Hashem, and there's an anhoga of Elokeinu. The anhoga of Hashem is Midas Hadin, Rachmim, Chesed. The anhoga of Elokeinu is the anhoga of Midas Hadin, Elokim, but not Elokim of Midas Hadin that the Ribbono Shel Olam has to the whole world. It's the Midas Hadin that's miyuchet for Klal Yisrael. Elokeinu is the Taich, Elokim. You know what Elokim is the Taich? Takif Ubal Akoichis Kulam. That's what Elokim means. Elokeinu means that Takif Ubal Akoichis Kulam, Ubal Akoichis Kulam is Mashgiach Aleinu Beprotius. And it means that we get more din than the rest of the world. That's what it means. That means that that Elokim that's on the whole world, he has a bezundere because we are born in Lamakim, and because we have bezundere Ashgach of the Ribbono Shel Olam, we get more Yisurim than the whole world. That's what the Shem Elokeinu means. So in this world we have two anhogas, Hashem Elokeinu. When will we be able to see clearly that it's all one? La'asid. Hashem Echad, Rashi says when? Rashi says it goes on the Goyim. The Tzlach and the Chassam Sofer learn, it doesn't go on the Goyim. It goes on us. When will we be marked that Midas Ishtavus, that Hashem Elokeinu are one? Bayoyim Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad Zok Tzlach. Then we will be able to see the Midas Ishtavus completely. So what does it say in Tzlach? And what does it say in Chassam Sofer? That Akara of Hashem Echad is belongs to Olam Haba. In this world, we don't have it clear. It says in Gemara and Baba Basra, Gimel hitimom me'en oylam abo abo oylam azeh. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why did they have oylam abo and oylam azeh? Because they were zoicha to be makir Hashem Echad, because they had the Midas Ishtavus. And when you have Midas Ishtavus, that's oylam haba, because that's Hashem Echad. So that's why the Ovis HaKadoshim had oylam haba in this world, because they were mafik oylam haba. What's the asod of oylam haba? The asod of Olam Haba is that asod of Achdus Abayre, that there's no Ra in this world. It does as itim omen Olam Haba, does as Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba. Friday night, at Mingizokt, Amatono, that's why Yankiv Avinu leaned Kirishma when he met Yosef. Because in Argadal Yohu it says that's when it started Olam Haba. He finished his Golison. So it started on Haga of La'asid. So he said, Shema Yisrael of La'asid. In Yonenu, it's a new word. He said, Shema Yisrael of La'asid, because he came then to meet the Ishtavus of La'asid, the complete Ishtavus of La'asid. So he said, Hashem Echad. That's La'asid, Hashem Echad. Rabbi Yoyim Ahu, Yeh Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. That's what Yankiv Avinu said then. So again, so what's the Me'en Olam Haba? The Me'en Olam Haba is the Akara of Yashrus, the Akara of Hashem Echad, the Akara of Midas Ishtavus completely. Who had that? The Ovis HaGedoshim. What was the Ovis get for that? The Brachas. Ba'koil Mikael Koil Zog Di Gemara. There was Zoicha Ba'koil Mikael Koil. Why? Because of the Bracha. Because they were Oid Toim and Oid Mabo. So they got the three Brachas Ba'koil Mikael Koil. That's the Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Bava Basra. Shabbos, we have three Suda Shabbos. Everybody knows Keneged the three Ovis HaKadoshim. That means that on Shabbos, what do we have? A connection to the Ovis. And the three Yoims that are on Shabbos are the Koyach of the three Ovis HaKadoshim. In other words, Shabbos, a Yid has more Dveikus to the Ovis than a whole week. And that's where we get our Saga of Yashar on Shabbos. Because the Ovis are Yisharim. We become Dovuk in the Ovis HaKadoshim. And we become Shabbos' Me'en Olam Haba. And that Ovis HaKadoshim is a team of Me'en Olam Haba. That's why we have Shabbos Me'en Olam Haba, because the Ovis had Me'en Olam Haba. It's not a new Me'en Olam Haba, it's that Olam Haba of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and we are Mekusher on Shabbos, more to Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's why on Shabbos we have to be Mekusher to the Darga of Yashar. Why do we have to be Mekusher to the Darga of Yashar? Because does end the Ovis, Yisharim. Me'en Olam Haba is Yashar. Me'en Olam Haba is Hashem Echad. I will say now a devak tevot, also negeya to Musaf. So because we're moving to Musaf, Shabbos in Musaf in Kether, we say again Shema Yisrael. We say Shema Yisrael. Now, why do we say Shema Yisrael in Musaf? What's the reason that we say Shema Yisrael in Musaf? It says in Chazal, because there was a Gzeira, the Goyim didn't let say Krishma in the morning, so we gambled around the Krishma when they didn't know to say Krishma. They're fine. Oh, but everybody knows that there's no such thing as only because of Gzeiras that you say things. That's a good reason why it happened. Of a Sedoa in them. It seems a Sedoa and under Shema Yisrael Shabbos. Because Shabbos, Hotman HaShaychis to the Shema Yisrael from La'osit. Shabbos, we have a Shaychis to that Shema Yisrael, to the Hashem Echad. So Shabbos is Doa Amokoim to say a Shema Yisrael. That's a Shabbos dike Shema Yisrael, nish de voche dike Shema Yisrael. And that extra Shema Yisrael that you say Shabbos, hot sitam mit that Shema Yisrael of the Ovis HaKadoshim, that they were makir de Hashem Echad, because they were mat men oilem abo. And we also have a Shaychis to that men oilem abo. So we have a Shaychis to that men oilem abo, so we have a Shaychis to be makir a different Hashem Echad on Shabbos. Why do we have a Shaychis to be makir a different Hashem Echad on Shabbos? How much is the gematria of Hashem Echad? Lamates. Das ist die Schwiese von Lamates Malachis. A person goes out from this world. He's Shoivis from the Lamates Malachis on the Shabbos. He has a Shwiese from Olam Hazeh on Shabbos. So his Akara from Shwiese to Olam Hazeh is the opposite of it. What's the opposite of the Shwiese of Olam Hazeh? Olam Haba. That's Hashem Echad. The Hashem Echad is a Revach and a Matono for the Shvisa of Lamates Malachis. And as much as the person is Shavis in the Lamates Malachis, in the Machshava and in the Dibber and the Maisa, that's how much he has a Shaychis to the Akara of Hashem Echad. It's dependable, that Akara in Hashem Echad. In as much as Shvisa there is in Sheshmea Maisa, as much, that much Akara there is in the Hashem Echad. So we said on Erev Shabbat, this we all didn't say Erev Shabbat Chaisara, except a Mashu different. On Shabbat Erev Shabbat Chaisara, we said a Matana Niflo, a matana niflo. What's the bracha of the Avos HaKadoshim? Bakoil Mikoil Koil. That means on every Shabbos, we get that bracha. And the three suddas, Bakoil Mikoil Koil. Why do we get it? Because we're Masig Yoshar. Yoshar plus Bakoil Mikoil Koil is Shabbos. Shabbos, Yoshar is 510. Bakoil Mikoil Koil is Kuf Tzadik Beis. Together it's Shabbos. Valdos is the bracha of Shabbos. Shabbos is the dargah of Yashar, and becoming Dovak and Avos HaKadoshim, and by becoming Dovak and Avos HaKadoshim, we zoicha to that bracha of Bakoil Mikoil Koil. Thus is the Lahagit Ki Yashar Hashem, the Eidus of Yashar that he is zoicha Shabbos, which is a kesher to the Me'en Olam Haba of Shabbos, which is a kesher to the Avos HaKadoshim of Shabbos, and that's the Yashrus that a person is zoicha on Shabbos. One more Nakuda, that we have to understand in the beginning, the first piece, Mizmar Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos Toiv L'Hoydes L'Hashem U'Lezame L'Shimcha Elyon, in the Birchus Kirishma from Shabbos, in the Keila Sheshabbos Mikol HaMaisim, it says, V'Yoyim HaShvi M'Shabech V'Yoymer Mizmar Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, the Yoyim HaShabbos says, Mizmar Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos Toiv L'Hoydes L'Hashem, the Imre Emes was makbid not to say Toiv L'Hoydes L'Hashem, but to say Toiv Lo'idus L'Hashem U'Lezame L'Shimcha Elyon, because it's called Psukah de Leposke Moshe, it's a half a posik. So he said Toiv Lo'idus L'Hashem U'Lezame L'Shimcha Elyon. But what's the reason that it says here this posik? And then it says L'fichoch Yifaru V'Yivarchu L'Keil Kol Yitzurav. So Yidua and the Chidusherim went to a chasana called the Stila Chasana, where the Heilige Apterov was by this chasana. And after Rav had gesagt, a word by this chasna, which is the Chidusherim, was Moedik Nispol from this word. After Rav said Pshat in the Lefikach. He said Pshat in the Lefikach. What's Tach Lefikach? Everybody knows in Baba Basra that Vez, the Agroise Teusis, bestolt sich auf ein word, Lefikach. Lefikach has to have a Pshat, the Ribbe. What is the Ribbe? Lefikach, because of what? Dr. After Rav has said, Ayid should say Shvachter in Rebbeinu Shilaylam. We are Rochik, Rochik. We're rochik rochik from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A whole week we can't be Shabbos with Zoicha. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says a malach has 6 wings. Each wing says 1 day a week a shira. If come Shabbos, zog the malachim, ain't lo no oit konof. We can't say shira Shabbos. Zog the Eibishter, yes li oit konof ba'aretz. I have another wing in the earth. Klal Yisroel, Miknaf Ha'aretz, Zmiroit Shamanu. That's the Shira from Shabbos. Steht in der Tosfos, that Shabbos, a Yid could say Shira. Where can we say a whole week with the Malachim have to say Shira? Shabbos, we could say Shira. Where do we take the Koich to say Shira? Zogt Abderov, Shabbos says Shira. Toiv loy, this Lashem, Elazam, Elashem, Chaelion. Mir chappen sich mitten Shabbos. We say Shira together with the Shabbos. Lefichach yifarav yivarchot lekel kol yitzurav. Because Yom HaShabbos mishabech v'ayme. Because the Shabbos says Shira, so we could go with the Shabbos. Mechab tzich mit the Shabbos. That's what it says in Abderav. Amur dikevot echdushirim was maflik devot taich in the Lefichach. But coming back to the Etzem Mitzis Adover, Shteto toiv lehoidois l'Hashem l'zameh l'shimcha elyon. Shabbos, Shabbos is Meshabech ba'oimer, that we have a koyach to be lehoidois l'Hashem. Shabbos has a koyach of hoidah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're still under the impression of Chanukah, which Chanukah is halal v'hoidah. Kol zman it doesn't come asara b'tevis. Kamenach leben mit Chanukah. What's the hoidah from Shabbos? Toiv lehoidois l'Hashem. Toiv lehoidois l'Hashem. Hoidah, it says in Heilige Koshen, it's a Magid, B'Shem, the Geroise Magid, that the word Oidah comes from Moide B'Miktzis. Somebody asks me for money, and I admit that I owe you something, that's Moide. Dr. Koshen, it's a Magid, in the name from the Geroise Magid, from Mizritcha Magid, that Oidah means admittance. What admittance does it mean? It means I admit that everything doesn't belong to me, everything belongs to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what I admit. That's Tach Oidah. I admit that everything belongs to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A whole week in Alma de Shikra, the biggest sheker that there is in Alma de Shikra is that there is something besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the sheker of this world. The sheker of this world is that looks like something exists. It looks like there's something else in the world besides the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shabbos, the Koro of a Yid Shabbos is clearly that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam controls everything. That's the Akara Yid has to come to Shabbos. The Akara Yid has to come to Shabbos is, the Eibishter is Manik Debriya. That's why the beginning of Shabbos is Toiv Lahoidah Isla Hashem. Shabbos is the day when you could be Moida to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You could admit to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that everything is Him. A whole week, I live in a Dimyon, Koichi Beitzim Yadi, if not everything, a little bit, said over in Mishlei tonight, Rabbeinu Yohanan says, that when a person makes a big business deal, he reminds himself, oh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to help. But when he handles a p'taklein ezach, zok Rebbeinu Yoyne Mishlei, there I can't give the chaneitze. Zok ta, nein, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam HaMelech warns, b'chol drachech ad ha'eyu. Everything you do, you have to remember, everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Don't live in the dimion that the small things I can take care of, and the big things I need the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Nein, everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But in the Olam of this world, we forget about it. It's kum Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is here to remind us. Shabbos is here to remind us, Toiv, the first thing that's good about Shabbos is, Lahoidois Lashem, to remind us that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How do we remind ourselves that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Mezon Aposha Tevart. What's the first thing a Yid has to do when he comes to Shabbos? What's the Eshte Zach that a person does Shabbos? He has to come to Shabbos with one Machshava. That's Kabbalah Shabbos. Ki ilu kol malachtecha asuya. The first thing a Yid does when he comes Shabbos, it's kilo kol malachtecha asuya. That's tach kabbalah Shabbos. That the whole world is finished. But that's the whole world is finished. I'm in the middle of building a building. It's not finished. I'm in the middle of a business deal. It's not finished. But that's kilo kol malachtecha asuya. We can't just dimyan kilo kol malachtecha asuya. But imagine that when a person knows it's not in his control, he gave something over to somebody and he's not in control of it. He can't stop it. He can't make it. It's in Yenim's hand. Is this asuya, right? Because it's not in your hands anymore. You can't do anything about it. You can't control it whatsoever. So did you finish? If you give over a deal to somebody, and you can't control the deal is controlled completely by somebody else. It's malachtecha asuya. That is what Shabbos is. Toiv lehoidois l'Hashem. It's not in my hands anymore. Because I'm makir, it never was in my hands. It's always in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So if I don't take control of it anymore, it's a stakikol malachtecha asuya. So that's the first nekuda that he does Shabbos. Toiv lehoidos l'Hashem. I admit that I don't control the deal. I don't control anything I do. Everything is in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's hands. Memeilis kol melachtecha asuya. Memeilis kenach mekabel zayin Shabbos. That's the Kabbalah Shabbos, and that's the nekuda of Toiv lehoidos l'Hashem that has with the avoda of Shabbos.